record fundraiser for President Biden. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In New York City, getting some help from ex-presidents Clinton and Obama, raising $26 million, but it wasn't just Biden supporters there. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Radio City Music Hall, angry over the president's support of Israel in Gaza.
Inside, the Late Show host Stephen Colbert moderated a conversation between the presidents that, of course, largely focused on criticizing Trump, where Obama said, in part, it's not just about the negative case against the presumptive nominee on the other side. It's the positive case for somebody who's done an outstanding job as president.
Fox's Chanley Painter. Former President Trump was also in New York at the wake for murdered police officer Jonathan Dillard, shot at a traffic stop Monday.
Things like this shouldn't take place, and to take place so often, these are just incredible people that are just devastated.
Giant cranes will arrive soon in Baltimore to help clear the wreckage of the bridge that collapsed when a cargo ship, still grounded at the scene, crashed into it early Tuesday, killing six workers on that bridge. Two bodies have been recovered. Four remain missing, presumed dead.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because it is our obligation to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Today marks 1 year since American journalist Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia, where he is still jailed as an accused spy. The U.S. calls him wrongfully detained. Gershkovich's mother, Ella, tells the Wall Street Journal,
he's managing the best way he can in the tiny space, 1 hour of walking outside, six steps. It takes a toll on us. It's definitely takes toll on him.
Syria claims Israel went on the attack today, hitting the city of Aleppo with airstrikes, killing 42 people. A British-based human rights group says Israel was targeting missile storage for Hezbollah militants who've been attacking Israel from Lebanon. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Israel's been ordered by the United Nations International Court of Justice to send more humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in war-torn Gaza. Now, Israel says it has been working to send more food and aid, but Hamas has been hoarding and stealing some of it. Now, the U.S. is also trying to get more aid in, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General C.Q. Brown says Israel needs more weapons and military assistance, too.
Chairman Brown saying in part, quote, some of that is because they've asked for stuff that we either don't have the capacity to provide or not willing to provide. Not right now. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder spoke about the issue during a briefing Thursday.
And certainly after October 7th, we worked very hard to rush security assistance to Israel in support of their efforts to defend themselves.
Ryder saying that what has been sent to the Israelis is
part of our efforts, longstanding efforts to ensure Israel's qualitative military edge.
$14 billion in aid for Israel was approved by the Senate, but has not yet been voted on in the House. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there will be no trading on this Good Friday. After closing out a positive first quarter, the S&P 500 surged 10% in the first 3 months of the year to a record high. It's down to a dozen teams left in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament.
Clemson is heading to the Elite Eight. The 6-seed Tigers upset 2-seed Arizona 77-72 in the second game of the night. UConn just kept on rolling, defeating San Diego State by 30 points. North Carolina and Alabama played a thriller, with the Crimson Tide upsetting the 1-seed Tar Heels 89-87 behind 24 points from senior Grant Nelson. And the Illinois Fighting Illini never trailed, beating Iowa State 72-69.
That's Fox's Joe Morgan. There'll be four more games, getting down to the Elite Eight by the end of the night. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.